The 19th day of the blessed month of Abib, the martyrdom of Saint Bidaba, Bishop of Kift, Anba Andrew and Anba Christodoulos. On this day, Saint Bidaba, Bishop of Kift, was martyred during the reign of Emperor Diocletian, along with his friend and cousin, Saint Andrew the Priest, and another companion, Saint Christodoulos. Anba Bidaba, who was known as El Gohari, was born to Christian parents in the city of Armat. He had a cousin named Andrew with whom he was close friends, and both of them were so devoted to God that they decided from a very young age to someday live in total worship of God in lives of solitude. When they were old enough, they left their families and went out to the desert near the mountains, where they found Anba Isaac, who blessed them and instructed them where to go to start their lives of solitude. He also told Bidaba that he would someday lead a great flock and in heaven receive a crown. Bidaba and Andrew found a good place to build a small hut and lived in great virtue and charity. Soon a bishop heard of them and came to visit. So impressed with them was the bishop that he ordained Bidaba a priest and Andrew a deacon. A while later, they were at a church for the divine liturgy, and the bishop was there and saw that Bidaba had a heaven-like glow about him. He invited the two to stay with him. Andrew accepted, but Bidaba refused and returned to his hut in the desert. After a while, he left that cell for another place. Eventually, a church was built on the site of the original cell of Saint Bidaba. Bidaba continued his virtuous and ascetic life, and through God's grace within him, performed many wonders and signs. His fame for his holiness and healing the sick spread. The people of the city of Bagora begged their bishop to bring Bidaba to them as their priest, and the bishop gladly agreed. In that city, a situation had occurred where a young woman was so beautiful that her neighbors hated her for refusing to marry one of their sons. They used sorcery against her, and her personality changed. Her father asked Bidaba for help. Bidaba prayed for her, and she returned to normal. When the father and daughter tried to thank Bidaba for this miracle, he reminded them that the miracle was from God and not from him. Later it was decided that Bidaba be ordained a bishop. When he was notified of this by the Pope's messengers, he felt he was not worthy of such an esteemed position, but the Pope and the people insisted. Bidaba was thus ordained bishop of the city of Kift, which is in Upper Egypt, by the 17th Patriarch, Pope Peter I. During this time, Bidaba performed many miracles through God's grace, which included healing a crippled man who had not been able to walk for 22 years. When the Roman Emperor Diocletian began the persecutions against Christians, he sent the wicked governor Arianus to Egypt. Arianus immediately started throwing Christians into prison, torturing them and executing them. He came to Upper Egypt to oversee the persecution there. Bishop Bidaba brought his flock together and reminded them to not be afraid of martyrdom or the pain and suffering involved, for soon it would pass, and they would find themselves in the arms of the Lord. After blessing them, he told them that he was going to the governor to offer himself for martyrdom. He went to the city of Esna and found his cousin Andrew, who was now a priest, and Anba Christodoulos waiting for him. They insisted to go with the bishop and join him in martyrdom. They found where Christians were being tortured and killed, but Anba Bidaba also saw angels coming with crowns of light for those being martyred and then raising their souls to heaven. Bidaba exchanged words with the governor, declaring his eternal faith, and the Archangel Michael appeared to the bishop to comfort him during his final moments on earth. Bidaba, Bishop of Kift, Anba Andrew, and Anba Christodoulos, then gladly stepped forward and gave their lives for their Lord's name and received the heavenly crowns of martyrdom. May their prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the martyrdom of Saint Pantaleon, the physician. It was on this day that Saint Pantaleon, the physician, was martyred. He was born in the city of Tamadan. His mother, Unala, was Christian, but his father, Atokius, was pagan. Pantaleon grew up to learn the medical profession and became a physician. A priest lived near the house of this family, and each time Pantaleon passed by the priest admired the young man's wisdom, kindness, and compassion, but felt sorrow that such an outstanding young man was away from God. The priest prayed often that God would guide Pantaleon to the way of the Holy Word, and the Lord told the priest in a vision that the young man would soon believe through his efforts. The priest then started to speak with Pantaleon each time they passed, and soon they became friends. The priest began explaining to his new friend how useless it was to worship idols, about the nobility of faith in Jesus Christ and the noble life of his followers. He also told him how God often worked miracles of healing through many of his faithful, and the young physician wished that the Lord would work such miracles through his hands. One day he was passing through the marketplace, and he saw a man who had just been bitten by a snake. The man was lying on the ground, dying, and the large snake rose up in a striking stance, hovering above the man, about to bite again. Pantaleon decided to test the words of his priestly friends and went near the stricken man. He prayed a long prayer, opening his heart to God and asking God to accept his prayers and asking God to use his power to heal the man who lay dying and to kill the poisonous serpent so it would not harm anyone else. When Pantaleon finished his prayer, the man on the ground suddenly stood up, healed, and the snake collapsed to the ground, dead. Pantaleon was overjoyed that God had done this through him, and his faith increased. He went to the priest and was baptized. Pantaleon continued practicing medicine. A blind man came to his home that Pantaleon might heal him, but Pantaleon's pagan father turned him away and told his son that the man who had just left was blind and there was nothing that could change that. Pantaleon told his father that he would witness the glory of God and called the blind man back. In front of his father, Pantaleon prayed over the blind man and laid his hands over the man's sightless eyes. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, receive your sight, Pantaleon said. Immediately the blind man could now see, and both he and Pantaleon's father now believed in the power of the one God. Pantaleon took them to his priest, who baptized them. When Pantaleon's father passed away, Pantaleon set his slaves free and gave all his money to the poor. He treated the sick for free, asking only that they believe in Jesus Christ. Soon the other physicians were jealous of him and sent accusations against Pantaleon to the emperor. The emperor had him, the priest, and several other believers brought before him and questioned them on their faith. They were proud to declare their belief in Jesus Christ, and so the emperor had them put to death, except for Pantaleon. For this kind-hearted doctor, the emperor ordered extra tortures, including being cast to the lions. But the lions would not harm him, and God continued to strengthen and heal the faithful physician. Finally, the emperor ordered that Pantaleon be put to death, and thus the righteous physician received the crown of martyrdom. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the passing of Pope Ioannis X 85th Patriarch of Alexandria. It was on this day in the year 1369 AD that the 85th Patriarch of the Coptic Church, Pope Ioannes X, passed away. He was originally from Damascus, Syria, and was known as El Mu'taman, which means the faithful. He was a very righteous and knowledgeable servant of God and was enthroned on May 7th in the year 1363. He remained on the throne of St. Mark for over 6 years, then peacefully passed away. Pope Ioannes X was buried in Old Cairo beside Simon the Shoemaker. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.